everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told, paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold.
This is my world.
Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I was busy setting it up, and I'm still setting that up. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. You listen to Hammer Radio Network. It's about 7:02 Pacific time, or PT time, in California. Today is when most of you guys will get your checks. If you didn't get it already, you should get it today. It is March 16, 2021. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We are global. We are live. We are heard all over the world. There's a lot of things going on in the news today. I haven't really set it up, but we're going to play it by ear and see how it goes. Yes. If you'd like to come in the studio, here's the number. You're going to need it. There's a lot of things we're going to do today, and we're going to do something maybe very controversial today about sex. I'm not sure if I can do this yet until I pull it up, but the show starts before I can even do the research. But if you'd like to come in the studio, the number is 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099 is the number that will get you in the studio, get your voice heard around the world, and we are the number one show in the morning drive time with Block Talk Radio. Our main story is about Dr. Fauci. He just said that the state is in a potentially dangerous situation. This guy's never happy. Never happy. He's always warning, 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 warning. But he's never happy. That's our main story today. But we're going to talk about a lot of other stuff today, too. So like I said, I just set the show up. So what we're going to do is I'm going to get some coffee. I'm going to play a song. I'm going to come back. We'll get right to our top stories. So again, if you want to come to the studio, the number is, and you should know the number, 319-527-6099. One more time, 319-527-6099. Get you in the studio. All right, so you know our main story. We got some other stories to tell. I usually don't do this, but, you know, I need to get some coffee. So we'll be right back after this break with our top story.
Never stop. A dreamer with the fever to be great with
Well, that was quick. Welcome back. Again, you're listening to Hammer Radio Network and Hammer 96.7. If you'd like to come in the studio, I'll give you the number. If you didn't get it, well, here it is again, 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio, and that's the number your voice will be heard. I'm typing something in here, and so I'm going to see if I can stall you guys a little bit. And I'm almost there. Let me see if it's here, because it's always on the internet. Let me see here. Okay. There we go. Boy, this is going to get really risque. Let's see if I can actually do it. All right, here we go. Before we get to a top story, there's some other stuff going on right now, and I'm just going to read it. And usually I have it set up, but I'm just going to read it. You know, there's a big thing going on with the... Well, before I get there, let's get some news here. You would not believe some of these newses. And I do say newses, if there's such a thing. Oh, I haven't read that one yet. Damn, there's a lot. What am I going to do here? Maybe I'll do the news first, and then I'll go there. Let's get to the news. You know, people, let's get to it. You know, I really think about being locked in has its disadvantages, and I think people are going cuckoo. Right here, top story, 48-year term for a Bloomington man who killed his wife, shot his neighbors. Nice guy. A judge sentenced this guy to, he's 48 years old. He sent this man to nearly 5 decades in prison. 5 decades. He's 48. Yeah, with good behavior, he'll probably be out in a year. He's there for shooting his wife at their home and wounding neighbors outside. This happened last September. Jason is his name. Jason was sentenced Monday in the county district court to 48 years after pleading guilty last month to second-degree murder. That's second-degree murder for the death of his wife, who's 47 years old, Angela Mersch. He admitted he attempted second-degree murder and second-degree assault for wounding a woman and her teenage sister. I guess those are the neighbors. This genius, received a term topping 48 years from Judge Hillary Caligari. With credit for time in jail since his arrest, he will serve about 32 years in prison. Oh, okay. All right, at least he got a shorter prison term. 32 years, not bad. In a balance on supervised release, he'll be in his early 80s by the time he leaves prison. He was also gave the cops a 3-hour standoff. He emptied his semi-automatic handgun and shot his wife 12 times in the garage of their home. He also shot a 29-year-old and her 13-year-old sister. Because he feared they heard him kill his wife. So, mental note, if you hear gunshots, screams, body fall, between you didn't know that, just ignore it, go on your way. You didn't see anything. Michaela was hailed as a hero for shielding the gunfire from her niece, Winnie. So if Winnie was scared, what's her name, Shield Winnie, and Winnie shit her pants, would it be Winnie Pooh? Could be. Spot. Thinking out of the box. Sad story. So he showed it Winnie Pooh and her one-year-old daughter. Meech, whatever it is, also received an 11-year term for shooting at a police. That time will run concurrently with his sentence with other charges. So that's that story. Especially Winnie the Pooh. Sad. Very sad story. And that reminds me of one more story I want to get out of the way, and it is another news story. And it's different. You know, people, something about this lockdown. The New York Times just put up a new coffee. So good. Did a last drop. The U.S. murder rate remains elevated as new reporting system begins. The big increase in the murder rate in the United States in 2020 has carried over to 21. It's good that things are familiar and things remain the same, even though it's different. I mean, you gotta give it credit. Some things are the same. This coffee is good. Gotta have coffee. A sample of 37 cities with data available for first 3 months of this year shows murder up 18% relative to the same period last year. In the midst of a volatile period in crime, keeping track of trends has become especially important so that the police and local officials can tailor prevention policies. But as it happens, this year's national crime release will be the last of its kind as the FBI transitions to crime reporting system that would affect the public's ability to evaluate between blah, blah, blah. So on Monday, the FBI released preliminary stats showing a major increase in murder last year with a 25% rise in agencies that reported quarterly data. The FBI did not receive data from several cities with known big increases. And here are the murder rates. So this is a plus and a minus. So I'm going to tell you the murder rates. The plus is there's going to be a lot of apartments and houses available. The other side is like they killed them. So you weigh out your pluses and your minuses. Could be another plus that the people are not going to heaven, that they're going to stay in the house, and they can haunt you for the rest of your life. So at least you have company. So the big cities in the murder, like New York, Chicago, and New Orleans, those murders have been up. But cities of all sizes have reported increases of greater than 20%. A 25% increase in murder in 2020 would mean that the United States surpassed 20,000 murders in a year for the first time since 1995. I wonder if this have anything to do with the pandemic. Coffee is so good in the morning. Wait one more time. Although it's not clear what has caused a spike in the murder, some possibilities in the various stresses of the pandemic, the surge in gun sales during the crisis, and less belief in policeman legitimacy related to protests over the police brutality, or, as I put it, maybe they found out that they married a psycho bitch. Could happen. God, this coffee's good. It's good to the last drop that I just can't stop. Makes you thirsty, right? There's a lot of things that the trend is in the early months this year. Well, just in early months, so there should be more. And it's not, there's no indication of things will end up like that in 2021. Most obviously, the pandemic may mostly recede by summer because of widespread vaccination and a broad reopening of public life may change the dynamics of murder. It may also be harder to assess trends. The Uniform Crime Report began in 1929 to serve as the nation's repository of crime data, depending on who you are, tomato or tomato. Should be a drinking game. In fact, I think I will drink. Hold on, that coffee is so good. Can't get enough of that. Yes. Back to the news. So, here's what the FBI is doing. To address the murder rate, the FBI stopped collecting data in the SRS and switched to the National Incident Base response system. Who cares? There you go. Well, there you go, everybody. It goes on and on and on. Here's what you need to know. People dying. That's it. People dying. The murder has gone up. They need to get you out of the house before you kill somebody. You know, people were going after these authors, Dr. Seuss, and they're going after, you know, Mark Twain and all this kind of stuff. If they had to write it, you know, it's weird from letters, and sometimes letters gives you the hypocrisy of who we are, because a lot of people don't understand the hypocrisy. If you don't know what hypocrisy is, you may like this show. But there's a letter, there's a couple of letters I want to read that should make you think. You know, we go with that woke culture. Remember that woke culture? People saying woke. I guess if you want to be hip and everything, and you're thinking it's a black thing, it's a woke thing. Well, you're not that far from the truth, because I'm going to play you a song where woke came from. Yeah, it came from a song, and they made it an idea, and then they made it an idea. It's an idea that it's an idea that became real. And a woman wrote this song. I wonder if that's her name is. Nope, that's not it. And it became the thing about woke. And it's an awful song, too. It had nothing to do with nothing. It's an awful song. Just an awful song. But usually I could play it, and it's already keyed. And it's very easy. The song is called Woke, and now I can't find it. But it's an awful song, and that started the culture. Because the Republicans are using the word now, woke. And it doesn't mean what you mean. And here's Don Leonard to explain this. Listen to this. Take it away, Don.
Trying to distract and deflect with some really shameful statements about race, like this disgusting claim that Black Lives Matter doesn't like families.
I know the strength that Black Lives Matter had in this last election. I know it's a group that it doesn't like the old-fashioned family. Disturbed that we have another program here in which we're increasing the marriage penalty.
Come on. Doesn't like the old-fashioned family. What does that mean when Black Lives Matter was about police brutality and violence and trying to keep family members and loved ones alive. Sounds like family values to me. What he said is not even coded racism. That's right out, saying it right out loud. And people show you who they are, huh? He thinks he can just throw it in as an aside about Black Lives Matter, like nothing, the old-fashioned family. What is it? What does old-fashioned mean? Huh? What does old-fashioned mean? What does that mean? Someone asking that? Insulting millions and millions of black families. Stacey Plaskett, not having it, not any of it.
How dare you? How dare you say that Black Lives Matter? Black people do not understand old-fashioned families. Despite some of the issues, some of the things that you have put forward that I've heard out of your mouth in the Oversight Committee, in your own district, we have been able to keep our families alive for over 400 years, and the assault on our families to not have black lives or not even have black families. How dare you say that we are not interested in families in the black community? That is outrageous.
It is outrageous. And again, if I have to say this every single night of my life while I'm here, I will. You need to know the history of this country. Do you know how many black families were separated during slavery? I've had my ancestry done twice. It is so hard to even find records that go back even two generations sometimes because what? The intentional separation of black families. And no records. You know why? They were considered property. So it's this God. It just angers me sometimes that people can be so ignorant. And then there's Tim Scott. Tim Scott is the only black Republican in the Senate, telling Fox News, of course Fox News, that what he calls woke supremacy is as bad as white supremacy. Woke supremacy is as bad as white supremacy. Do you want to explain who these woke supremacists are? Because I looked really carefully and I didn't. Hang on before we go to the video. I haven't seen any woke supremacists. I've never seen a woke supremacist lynching anybody. Never saw a woke supremacist denying anybody access to housing or job or education or voting rights. Never saw any woke supremacists enslaving anybody. Never saw any woke supremacists trying to keep people from marrying amongst different races. Come on, Tim Scott. I didn't see any woke supremacists storming the blanking Capitol. Where are the woke supremacists attacking police? Where are the woke supremacists hunting police officers in the halls of the Capitol and beating them with Blue Lives Matter signs with white supremacist insignia on their shirts and carrying white supremacist paraphernalia? Guess who I saw? Guess who police officers were beaten by? Guess who wanted to hang the vice president? White supremacists, Tim Scott! What are you doing? The only black Republican were the woke supremacists carrying the Confederate battle flag in the nation's capital, Tim Scott. Tim!
Okay, enough of that. Enough of that. We're actually going to fall for this. We're actually letting our legislators and news and everything, because some idiot said something. So it's a big deal. He said something about this. He said something about this. Whatever happened to you, we don't give a fuck what they say. Do your job. Pass the laws. We got into a reality show where one senator will say something and it becomes a news cycle. And we're falling for it each time. Don Lemon is doing his little theatrical thing to make it interesting. that somebody said something, somebody said another thing, and it becomes something. Somebody says, you know, a senator could say, hey, I wasn't afraid of the people storming the Capitol. I was more afraid of the Black Lives Matter people. And he said it. Next thing you know, it's a news cycle for 3 or 4 days. What the fuck? Who cares? We're not going to fall for this. But I just want to educate you on the word woke, where it came from. Even Don Lennon thinks he's cool because he said woke. And a lot of people think they're cool because they say woke. And it's a cool thing now, I guess. And people don't even know what woke, even how it started, what it means. I'm going to explain what woke means. So at least you can be educated. Because the bullshit has gotten too far. Woke. It was coined in the United States, of course. And people think it's a black thing. You got woke. I personally hate it. I hate these new words coming into the 21st century, and I hate these new words, and you have to be cool to say it, because some ignorant bastard put it on social media and now it becomes a word. And you want to be cool. Woke is a term that originated in the United States as referring to a perceived awareness of issues that concern social justice and racial justice. It derives from the African-American vernacular or binocular. The English expression stay woke, whose grammar aspect refers to continual awareness of these issues. That's what it's supposed to mean, right? Yeah, and both basically continue the awareness of social issues. Don't think you're cool if you use the word woke. It makes you sound like a moron and an idiot and an imbecile. I had an author on the show that used that word, and I know he wanted to be cool. I mean, he had good credibility. I liked him. He was selling books. And then he says, I got woke. And I said, okay, you lost your credibility right there. I'm not going to name him. Not going to name him. We go a little further. Is woke a new word? Despite the recent spike in usage, woke is not a new word. It was first used in the 1940s, believe it or not. So you're not being cute. It's an old world word in the 1940s. The same thing like, yeah, babe, yeah. Look at the broad. Look at them gams. Look at 1940 word. Not being cute. And was created as a political term by black Americans. It means to be awake to this issues of social justice and radical justice, like I just said. And it says, what does woke mean? A protest in St. Paul against police brutality by Black Lives Matter supporters, which popularized the widespread use of the word woke. It's a political term originating in the United States referring to perceived awareness of issues concerning social justice and what I just said. Where did it originate? Well, now it's contradicting. Where did a woke definition originate? According to Webster, woke as a slang word that is synonymous with social awareness. It was sparked by the 2008 song, Master Teacher. That's the song. A hideous song. Stupid song. I will play it. If playback doesn't begin surely, try restarting your computer. Videos you may watch to be added. We're going to hear it. That's where it started. Hideous song, by the way. And here's the song that started the whole thing with people being woke. Here you go. I was trying to find the original thing, and I found it. Let me see if I can get it. Here she is. This is a song that started everything. Listen very carefully. It's only going to take a couple of minutes. So this woman who wrote the song, her name is Badu, B-A-D-U. I think it's Ekra Badu. It's from an album called Master Teacher. So, and she spelled America A-M-E-R-Y-K-A-H. A-M-E-R-Y-K-A-H. That's how she spelled America. Stupid bitch. But this song is what started the new revolution of being woke. Listen to it.
I stay warm.
That's how it started. So when somebody says I woke, that's where it originated from. Some fool heard the song, put it on social media, and you guys think it's a thing. You spread it on social media, and then I guess it became an African thing. And that's how it started. We're going to get to our main story right now. I have about five 111s in the studio. You normally, this is the time when I would talk to the morning crew or talk to somebody, see what's on their mind, but I am not going to open the phones to 111s. Not going to do it. So they're going to have to sit there and listen to me. Unless they change their number to a number where I can see and it be something identifiable, they stay there. But that's how you got work. We try to give you some education on this show. And the show is running pretty fast, so I may only be on the air for another half an hour. I didn't expect it to run this fast. This is what happens when I don't have to talk to people. I mean, I love talking to the morning crew, but not 111s. And later on, if we have time, which I think we will have time, you know, there's a phenomenon that's going on in this world that I didn't even know about. And guys, you didn't even know about it. I'm serious. And there's a thing that I did not know about either, and this is about women. Found this out. How I found out? Talking to women. I did not know this. I did not know that first of all, and we're going to, if we have time, we're going to get into it. I'm just going to tease you because we're going to get to our main story. First of all, I didn't know that women don't know how to give a blowjob. I had no idea. That was surprising, the blowjob. It was very surprising. But what surprised me after that, guys, you're not going to believe this, and you think it's good. And I heard it from a lot of sources recently. A lot of women don't like the taste of cum. They do not. Go figure. They do little tricks. Now, on this show, again, we're about education, knowledge, controversy. If we have time, ladies, I need you to call in. No, you don't have to call in the studio because you're going to be embarrassed. Now, this pertains to you because where are you going to practice, really? And how many times are you going to ask a guy, are you doing a proper thing? And you think when a guy orgasms in your mouth, you did a good job. Not necessarily so. So what we're going to do, what I'm going to do, is later on I'm going to teach you how to give a proper blowjob. It's my job. That's what I do. A proper blowjob is really essential to a relationship. It's part of the relationship. It's very essential. And to flip it over, how guys can eat out a woman properly. I must do that on both sides. And you'd be surprised, guys. You might be one of those sloppy eaters. And a lot of women are faking it. But I found that really surprised. I was shocked. Shocked to no end. That's later on in the show. So get your girlfriends and call them on the phone. Go, girl. He's going to finally teach us how to do a blowjob, and a proper one. A lot of you people are not doing it properly. So I'm going to teach you how to do that. Let's get to our main story. Dr. Fauci, here we go, our main story. Dr. Fauci just said that this state is in a potentially dangerous situation. Doesn't matter how, you know, from the minute I'm hearing, but before we get there, there's a letter. And I wonder, and we get a letter once in a while, and you'd be surprised where this letter came from. I got to read it. Yes, I do. And here's what this letter, you'd be really surprised who wrote this letter. You'll never guess who wrote this letter. Not in a million years. Here it goes.
Thank you so much for dropping me a line. I must not have gotten to my phone on time. It's either that or I didn't hear please leave me a message when you hear the ding?
Ding. It's very interesting about the letter. And it's very interesting who wrote the letter. In fact, there's two letters I want to read. One is a listener, and it's an open letter to the humans. These are you people, you humans. The letter is from planet Earth. You know who she is, Mother Nature. She wrote the letter. I thought it was really interesting to read this letter, and I want to share it with you. It's an open letter to humans from planet Earth. If you've never read this letter or heard about this letter, you should. You should listen to the letter because it's going to prove the hypocrisy that you humans have. The hypocrisy that you have, and what do they call it? The entitlement that you humans have for this planet. Here it is, an open letter to humans from planet Earth. I give you a place to live, and this is how you treat me. Now, you know it's a woman. And she is fed up. She is not having it. She wrote the letter. You won't hear this letter on any other show but here. It's an important letter, and you should listen to it. Dear humans, we have known each other for around 200,000 years now. It's been a great pleasure of mine to provide you with a place to stay for all these years. We have stuck together through the good times and the bad times. There has even been times when asteroids tried to tear us apart, but we are still alive to this day. However, we need to talk. Now, when a woman says we need to talk, dun, 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 she's fed up. Mother Nature is fed up. She's on a big, giant menstrual asteroid period. She's tired of you. Maybe Mother Nature is woke. But she says here, we need to talk. And she is pissed. Pissed at you humans. She wrote a letter. You are hurting me and some of my other beautiful life that I host. You guys are the only creatures that are harming my atmosphere and life forms. Not cats, not dogs, not horses, only you. Yes, that's right. No other animals are hurting me. Mother Nature, planet Earth is writing a letter to you humans. You won't listen, but I need to read this letter. It's a cool letter, and you should frame this letter. So the planet Earth is telling you, I have put up with all this abuse for years. Now it's starting to get to me. Uh-oh. My average temperature is increasing every day, and it's expected to increase even more. It's all because of you. If you keep it up, I will become too hot to keep you. Don't piss off Mother Nature. If that happens, you don't have much other planets to colonize as of now. My sister Venus, uh-oh. And if you ever seen them play tennis, whoa, you know they could hit. Oh, wrong Venus. Sorry. Scratch that. Not good. We're going back to planet Earth. My sister Venus will crush you with her thick atmosphere, and my brother Mars can get unbearably cold. So please, I beg of you, stop launching your nuclear missiles, shooting fireworks, and doing other things that release hot air into my atmosphere. I ask you kindly, and I ask you to stop littering. Wild animals can get a hold of your garbage and likely get sick or die from trying to eat it. I host life. That's what I do. I host life for beautiful wildlife, and you are causing some species to come extinct because physically killing them or littering. This abuse to me and my other animals has got to stop. As your Mother Earth, my request to you is to stop. And you need to stop contributing to global warming and extinctions. I have billions of years left to host life for you, so please make the most of these billion years by respecting me, my atmosphere, and my other forms of life. Mommy loves all 7 billion of you so much. Lots of love, Mother Earth. What a nice letter. Mommy's mad. It's a letter from planet Earth. You piss off Mommy. Now there's another letter that I like to read. And this letter caused a lot of controversy. It almost destroyed a man's career. In fact, he wrote that letter where he lost his wife, his child. He went to deep, deep depression. He got bankrupt, lost everything. You may know this gentleman. His name is Mark Twain. And he wrote this letter, and they didn't publish it because we couldn't take it, what this letter was about. We couldn't take his thoughts, what he was thinking at the time. That's right, the great Mark Twain. When he wrote this letter, he has lost everything, including his money, his wife, and his firstborn. And he wrote this letter, and he calls it from Letters from Earth, from the great Mark Twain. From 1835 to 1910. It comprises of essays. You should get it. The book is on Amazon right now, Mark Twain, Letters from Earth, edited by Bernard DeVoto. It wasn't published until he was dead because it was so controversy. But this is what he wrote. And some people think it's satanic, that it's Satan wrote this, and they started going on this controversies on this. It's a series of essays. The context concerns morality and religion, and it strikes a tone that is sarcastic. Twain's own terms throughout the book. Initially, another of his daughters, Clara Clemens, objected to the publication in March of 1939, probably because of his controversial and iconolistic views on religion, claiming it presented a distorted view of our father. Harry Nashsmith helped change her position in 1960. Clara explained her change of heart in 1962, saying that Mark Twain belonged to the world and that public opinion had become more tolerant. She was also influenced to release the papers by her annoyance with the Soviet reports that her father's ideas were being suppressed in the United States. The papers were selected. And the reason it was so controversial is because of the religious nature of it. Again, these are letters you probably never heard, but they were so important. You know, this letter from Earth, that's what we're talking about. It consists of a series of commentaries and essay and short stories with many pieces express Twain's discomfort with the disdain of Christianity. That's why it was not published. Because of religious right, we're wrong. The title story consists of 11 letters written by an archangel Satan. So that's what the letter was written by. It was Satan writing the letter to the archangels above. So Satan wrote the letter, and he sent it to God. And he wrote this letter especially for Gabriel and Michael. Same pissed. And you should really know what the letter is about. It's about his observations on the curious proceedings of earthly life and the nature of man's religion. Other pieces in the book include a morality tale told as bedtime discussion with Twain's children, Susie and Clara, about a family cat, and an essay explaining why an anaconda is morally superior to man. That's what the letter's about. It's very important, because when I was a child, my mother took us to museums and learned culture and different cultures and statues and the meaning of it and paintings and everything. And then she took us to plays and we learned plays. She wanted us kids to be cultured. To this day, I go to the opera. Nobody knows I go to the opera, the LA Opera. I go to the opera. Yeah, I do. I go to the opera, okay? It's out. All right? I've been woke. I go to the opera. That's what I do. And I sit there and I'm dressed up. And I sit there with my glass of complimentary champagne. Thank you. And I sit back and I go to the opera. Beautiful classical music. Such a great event. Yes, I opera. You heathens. Back to the letter. So Satan now is writing the letter to the two dudes, the archangels. It was written by Satan, but he addressed a letter to Gabriel and Michael. Those are the two dudes, the two angel dudes, Gabe and Michael. Satan, Matt. I bet you never heard of this letter. Well, the letters from the earth was written by the death of Twain's daughter, Susie, in 1896, and his wife, Olivia, in 1904. The reference may clever that sections, at least, of letters from earth were written shortly before his death in April 1910. For instance, letter 7, in discussing the ravages of hookworm, refers to the million-dollar gift of John D. Rockefeller Jr. to help eradicate the disease, a gift that was announced on October 28, 1909, less than 6 months before Twain's death. However, the following excerpt appears in the discussion of the Palestine town of Nablus, The Innocents Abroad. This passage was written more than four decades before his death in 1867 or 1868 and appears to be an oblique reference to the idea that letter became Letters from Earth. Dun, 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 dun. Carefully preserved among the sacred archives of the curious community is a MSS. Is a copy of an ancient Jewish law, which is said to be the oldest document on earth, and is some 4,000 or 5,000 years old. Nothing but bucksheesh purchase a site. Its frame is somewhat dim in the later days. A secret document of still higher learning for more extraordinary interest, which I propose publish to some blah, blah, blah. All right, here we go. Here's some of the quotation, and I really like the quotation. We're almost done. Again, get the book. It will enrich your life. It will give you some meaning. It may make you woke. Get the book. Now, either we can talk about this or how to give a great blowjob. Knowing my audience, blowjob wins. Now I got five people who are 111, and I'm not going to answer the phone. So here are some of the selected quotations from the book. The Creator sat upon the throne, thinking. Behind him stretched a continent of heaven. Deep in a glory of light and color, before him rose the black night of space, like a wall. His mighty bulk towered, rugged and mountain-like, into the zenith, and his divine head blazed there like a distant sun. At his feet stood three colossal figures, dimished to extinction. Almost by contrast, the archangels, their heads level with his ankle bone. In time, the deity perceived that death was a mistake. A mistake. And that it was insignificant. Insufficient, I'm sorry. Death was insufficient. Insufficient for the reason that while it was an abnormal agent for the inflicting of misery upon the survivor, it allowed the dead person himself to escape from all further persecutions in the blessed refuge of the grave. This was not satisfactory. A way must be conceived to pursue the dead beyond the tomb. Man is a marvelous curiosity. And this is Satan, sending a letter to the Archangel Gabriel. Any other dude, Michael. In heaven, he's not known as the other dude, but he's the other dude. Man is a marvelous curiosity where when he is at his very best, the very best is a sort of low-grade, nickel-plated angel. At his worst, he is unspeakable, unimaginable. And first and last, and all the time, he is sarcasm. He took a pride in man. Again, this is Satan writing the letter to the angels, Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel, and the other dude. He took a pride in man. Man was his finest invention. Man was his pet. After the housefly. He preferred the housefly than man, you know. But, he took pride in man. But the housefly is still the good one. On the Bible is a full of interest. It has noble poetry in it. And some clever fables. And some blood-drenched history. And some good morals. And a wealth of obscenity. And upwards of 1,000 lies. Letter 8. On the Law of God. Expressed by each gender's physical construction. Women. Again, this is Satan writing a letter from down there to the heavens to Gabriel and the other guy. Women, there shall be no limit put upon your intercourse with the other sex sexually. At any time of life during 23 days in every month in absence of pregnancy, from the time a woman is 7 years old till she dies of old age, she is ready for action. And she's quite confident. As confident as a candlestick is to receive the as confident as a candlestick is to receive the candle. Confident every day, confident every night. Also, she wants that candle. Oh, how she wants that candle. She yearns for it. She longs for the candle. Hey. Satan writing a letter, observing the humans on the earth. She hankers after it, as commanded by the law of God in her heart. Her plant has to be out of service 3 days in a month and during a part of her pregnancy. And there are times of discomfort, often of suffering, for fair and just compensation, she has a high privilege of unlimited adultery all the other days of her life. On her 50-year-old man's great-grandmother, she's as good as new. There's nothing the matter with her plant. Her candlestick is as firm as ever. You gotta love Satan's writing. What a guy. What a guy. Satan's pretty good. A little upset. Satan's pissed. Candlestick and her plant. But Satan also addressed the men. Yeah, he does that. And here's his letter to you men. During your entire life, you shall be under inflexible limits and restrictions. Sexually, man is only briefly competent, and only then in a moderate measure applicable to the word in his sex case. He is competent from the age of 16 or 17, henceforward to 35 years. After 50, his performance is of piss poor. Poor quality. The intervals between are wide, and his satisfaction of no great value to either party. His candle is increasingly softened and weakened by the weather of age as the years go by, until at last it can no longer stand, and is mournfully laid to rest in hope of blessed resurrection, which is never to come. And those are a little bit excerpts of the letter of Satan is sending to the heavens, to Gabriel, and the other guy. You should really get the book. It's called Mark Twain, Letters from Earth. It's funny, inspiring, and you get woke. It's on sale right now. You go to Amazon, Mark Twain, Letters from Earth. And you're welcome. And we'll be right back with our main story. And you know our main story. Dr. Fauci's at it again. Dr. Fauci just said, this state is in a potential dangerous situation. What the fuck is Fauci talking about? What the Fauci? We'll be right back when I get some more coffee. And we'll have a real, our main story. Dr. Fauci just said, this state is in potentially dangerous situation. What the Fauci? If you'd like to come into the show, it's 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in. That's the number to talk to me. I'm running on time, and this is going to be great because I'm out of here in a couple of minutes. All right, that's the number to get you in. Time for a quick break. And more with Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're listening to Hammer 96.7 BT Radio.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. Another
the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
Bug over. Again, we're getting to our main story. Dr. Fauci just said that this state is in a potentially dangerous situation. There is a lot of, as they say here, there's a lot of currently... Wait, is this the whole thing? This doesn't make sense. But anyway, there is a lot of currently be hopeful about in the war against the COVID-19. The daily numbers are falling nationwide. The number of deaths have dropped sharply from their winter peak. And the vaccine rollout is ramping up from coast to coast. However, this broad improvement has also shown a light on areas of the country where things are serious and risk of backsliding. They tried this thing in Europe, and it's failing miserably. Europe was doing so well. Now Europe had its big spike. And they are in trouble. And it goes to our next story about the new drug that they're pushing called Astra. It's called AstraZeneca. They're pushing hard for this drug. This was the first drug that came out, and they pulled it back because there are some rumors, some of the studies that it created blood clot in the lungs. This is what's going on here. So this is a political war, but don't be fooled. This is about money. It's all about money. And before we get to the main story, I do want to take care of some business. Sometimes we can have, if you listen to this show, we have what we call the morning crew. They're good people. They support the show. But when there's a disrupting in the forest, it could be really shameful. And there is a disrupting in the forest. What I learned about women, and I've many of them, but I just learned it recently. Somebody once said, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? And when somebody hurts someone, it doesn't matter who's right or who's wrong. It matters that the person is hurt. And if you're not mad enough, and he's probably asleep right now, and I'm referring to him, if you're not mad enough to find out that you hurt somebody, that somebody cared about you, then you're really fucked up. You're a moron. And you need to step up. And if you don't step up, step out. Because one of our morning crew was hurt, which I do not like it, and was hurt by another member of the morning crew. I value the morning crew. So all I'm going to say on that subject is, you hurt someone, be a man. Doesn't matter if you're right or if you're wrong. It matters that the other person is feeling pain and they're feeling hurt. Either you step up and you apologize, or you have a conversation with the person, or you step out. This show will continue without you. That's a message, a letter from Brian to a person who should be listening, and he knows who he is. Back to the show. Back to the show. And don't forget our last thing that we're going to be talking about is sex, if we get to it. But let's just get to the story. Let's do a news report before I get to the main story, because this is an interesting one, and just a short news story, because this pertains to the check that people are getting, and people are losing their damn minds right now. So I just want to say this. I'm not going to open up the phones to 111s. Now there's still four, but there's two more keep coming in and out. It's taking my attention away. I just want to do this quick news story because it's important, what's going on. And here we go. You know, people are losing their damn mind. It's a quick headline, and I want to read it. So it's this moron. Okay, I'm getting everything here. And here's the headline. This happened 2 hours ago. Four killed in an argument over a $1,400 stimulus check. That's what the family says. The man suspected of fatally shooting a family of four at a home in Indianapolis on Saturday night reportedly flew into a rage when his former partner refused to split her recent $1,400 check with him. I didn't know if we have it yet. I think I will check to see if I have it. Yeah. I'm going to take work time to check personal time. Because if you guys have your check, come on in the studio. Because some people are getting it. Some people aren't. I predict that today everybody will get their check dropped today. This is the day that I really predict it. And I'm checking mine right now. And it says, let me go here. And let's see if I got mine. Because I really predicted today is where everybody would start getting their check. No, I did not, as of right now. So I don't know why this guy, this fool did something. I didn't even get my shit. Going back to the story. So this dude comes home. He makes a deal with his wife. She refuses to split her $1,400 stimulus check with him. Well, he's not having that. Are you kidding me, bitch? What? Well, what I'm going to do, his name is Malik Halfface. That's what his name is, Malik Halfface. Story. Here you go, baby. Look, there's a headline. There you go. Mm-hmm. He killed the woman.
You don't get mine.
Yep. You might as well start planning your funeral, girl. I know when it's coming. Like, I'm going after the Malik rule. You share. Back to the story. She'll never know when it's coming. She'll never know. Well, Malik Halfface, he demanded Jeanette Terroris more. They gave him half of her COVID-19 relief payment in an argument that accumulated in the deaths of four people, including a child. That's what the victim family says. I'm going to kill you, bitch. Now, I don't know. I pitied him. I don't know if he said that, but there are some words said. Next thing you know, pop, pop, pop. Next thing you know, people did. Now, the officers initially responded to the report of the shooting at 253 North Randolph Street just after 9:35 p.m. And when they got there, they found a woman shot in the upper back. Just give up the money. What were they thinking when they were dating and everything? Couldn't they see that he was a little aggressive? I mean, he might have been quick to anger. And why would they give him a gun? Why would you even live there with him with a gun? I don't know. But this is what money does to people. Just after 9:35 p.m., to find a woman shot in her upper back, the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department said in a news release on Monday. When questioned by the officers, a woman directed police to the home one block away at 338 North Randolph Street. By the way, this is an update on this. There is a house for sale at 338 North Randall Street, just in case you're looking to move somewhere else. I'm sure they'll clean it up by the time you get there. They probably rent it. So just in case you're looking for a new place to stay, there's an opening. The officers discovered the bodies of 7-year-old Eve Moore, 23-year-old Daquan Moore, 35-year-old Anthony Johnson, and 44-year-old Tamika Brown. How many bullets did he have in that gun? He must have emptied that gun. All four were pronounced dead from gunshot wounds. Police said the suspect, Malik Halfface, he allegedly fled the scene in a 2012 Chevrolet Impala. I didn't know they still made Impalas in 2012. That's the news. Wow. Huh. He took his daughter, 6-month-old Malia Halfface, with him. Detectives located the infant around 5:30 a.m. on Sunday, safe and unharmed. Halfface was arrested the same day for alleged role in the murders of an hour-long standoff at a resident at 6200 block of East Drive. Huh. Moore's family said the young mother and only surviving victim of the attack worked hard at a beauty shop to support herself and the two little girls. He wanted some of Generitas tax money, stimulus money. Moore's cousin, Wendy Johnson. Wendy said that, and she even told the CBS Channel 4 he wanted the money. That's what happened. She was a witness. Johnson said Moore told her she had refused to hand over the cash the day before a Saturday night attack. She said, no, you don't deserve any of this. I work. I take care of our child. You don't do anything, Johnson said. After Moore repeatedly agreed to give Halfface $450, telling him he could take it or leave it, Halfface was apparently still dissatisfied, threatening he was going to get the money. The following evening, Johnson said Halfface returned, continued to demand the money, and rifling through Moore's purse. Malik came back in the house asking, where's the money, bitch? That's what Johnson said. He could act more politely, but that's what he said. Daquan, and by the names that I'm saying, you know they're black. There's no white people named their kid Daquan. No white people on this earth is naming their kid Daquan. No. Not at all. Daquan was trying to save his sister. He was taken up for his sister, Johnson said. He stood up and said, you cannot have the money. You cannot have her money. That's what she said. And she pushed Malik, and Malik pulled out a gun and just started killing everybody. Just killing everybody. Just killing everybody. He shot Daquan first, he shot Anthony, he turned around, and he shot Auntie Tamika. My Auntie Tamika said, ouch. And then she said, Malik, and he shot her again. He came back and shot Daquan for the second time, and somewhere between little baby Eve got hit somewhere, and she was screaming. Moore managed to escape, running to the neighbors for help. Hours later, her 7-year-old daughter, brother, mother, cousin would be found dead in the home. The deputy chief, Craig McCart, corroborated part of the family story and confirmed the shooting came at the end of a dispute. We just know there was an argument there that escalated to a point where he pulled out his weapon, started shooting everyone in there. McCart told reporters during a Monday morning press conference, neighbor Craig Jackson, really? Okay. The neighbor Craig Jackson said Moore appeared on his doorstep on the night of the attack, frantic and pleading for help. She was frantic. She was hysterical. She was in pain, Jackson told the TV station. She said her baby daddy shot her, and he shot her, and shot her mama, and she shot her kids. She said she was the only person who got away. I said, why did he shoot you? And her exact words were, stimulus money. stimulus money, the root of all evil. People will die. Stimulus money. That's why he shot her. Stimulus money. People will shoot, kill. You know that? People will kill their own brother for money. Sad thing. Where did I hear that song? Who sings that song anyway? Okay, I digress. Back to the story. Craig Jackson. Action Jackson. I said, why did he shoot you? And her exact word was stimulus money, Jackson added. Lorenzo Moore said his sister was afraid of the 25-year-old father, her youngest child, and the family always knew that he carried a gun. It was like you could feel this fear, but you never want to do anything about it because you're too scared and it might come to what it came to. Just him being angry about not having any money and him not doing anything for himself. So he thought he would just take something from her. Two things that'll make a man upset. Stimulation. Not having stimulation and not having no money. I could piss off a man. Better stimulate your man. You gotta stimulate that man. You know what I'm saying? If you remember the song Money, 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 come in here and sing it. I'll give you $10. Because I can't sing the song. Let me see.
Yeah.
That are on that bill. Debt, people will do all kinds of shit for money. And that's what's happening. And that was a little news item. And that was all true, too. You know what I'm saying? Four people died on that. And like they're saying, it was like... They knew he carried a gun. It was like you could feel the fear in this guy. Just ask him, just him being angry about not having any money could make him do something crazy. They said he didn't have a job, just laying around being lazy. He just felt he could take it from her. There's a GoFundMe page set up by Moore's aunt in attempting to raise funds to bury the four family members killed. It's kind of ironic. He killed her over money, but having to go to the GoFundMe page to raise some money to bury them. Irony is just wonderful. The family member says they can't even put into words how hurt our family is. You never feel like this is going to happen to you. And the jail records show that Half-Face faces preliminary charges of murder, attempted murder, and robbery. And that's what's happening, because all because the love of money and the need for money. That's what it is. And Dr. Fauci, you know, is he on the hot seat right now? And this is what he has to say. And go to our main story, because I know that's what you want to hear. So, I mean, this guy is never happy. It's never enough. Dr. Fauci just said the state is in a potentially dangerous situation. And what he's saying is that there's a lot of current but hopeful things. I read that. And it just says that... the number of deaths have dropped sharply from the winter peak, and the vaccine rollout is ramping up from coast to coast. However, this is a broad improvement, but don't get too comfortable. He appeared on Fox News Sunday, and I wonder if this is it right here. Let's see what the Fauci? Oh, okay, here it is. Here's what Fauci has to say.
Homeowners, this incredible tip.
That's not Fauci. That's a jerk doing homeowners. Here's Fauci.
Your
The head of the CDC says the next 2 months will be critical in determining the future course of the COVID crisis in this country. Joining us now, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the White House Chief Medical Advisor. Doctor, welcome back to Fox News Sunday.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be with you.
I want to start with a pretty impressive number, 3 million vaccinations administered yesterday, Saturday. Not 1 million doses in a day, not 2 million, but 3 million. How did that happen, first of all? And secondly, can we keep up that pace?
You know, Chris, I think not only can we keep up the pace, we might even do better. And that is because the implementation of the program of getting vaccines into people's arms is really accelerating greatly. You know, with the community vaccine centers, pharmacies getting vaccines in, mobile units going out and getting a lot more people who can actually vaccinate people, military members, retired physicians, nurses, and healthcare providers. So you're seeing two things simultaneously, a lot more doses available and a greater efficiency in getting it into people's arms. So I'm not surprised at that number. I think we're going to maintain it, and we might even do better.
I want to show our viewers two charts. Let me put them on the screen. First, the 7-day average of new cases, which spiked dramatically in January, is down sharply, but still over 50,000 per day. And second, the number of deaths reported per day, which also is down sharply, but if you look at that horizontal line, is still higher than it was during the very concerning spike last July. So I guess really two questions. Is it too soon to say that we are in the process of beating this virus? And what are the chances that this could still turn around and we could end up with a fourth wave of COVID?
That's the critical question, Chris. And when you see a plateau, we're very pleased by the sharp decline that you've shown. But when you see a plateauing at a level of anywhere between 50 and 65,000 cases a day, that is absolutely no time to declare victory, because we know from previous surges that we've had over the year that when you see that leveling off at a high level, there's always the risk of a surge back up. And in fact, unfortunately, that's exactly what is happening in Europe right now. They had the same kind of decline. They always seem to be a few weeks ahead of us in the dynamics of the outbreak. Then they plateaued because they pulled back a bit. They thought that they were home free, and they weren't. And now they're seeing an increase up. We have to avoid that, Chris. We're going in the right direction. Vaccines, as you mentioned, every day we get more and more people vaccinated, which gets us closer and closer to a better protection. To pull back now prematurely would be ill-advised.
Well, let's follow up on that issue. I'm going to ask you a question straight out. I want a straight answer. Given the tenuous situation we're in, is what Texas did this past week, ending the mask mandate, reopening 100%, is what Texas did dangerous?
I think it's risky and potentially dangerous, yes.
And you say that because?
Well, for the simple reason of what I just explained, if you have a baseline of infection that is quite high, and if you look at the numbers, we are not out of the woods yet. When you pull back on all mitigation methods, on all public health guidelines, that's when you get into trouble. I mean, history has proven that, Chris. This isn't just some kind of a theoretical point that I'm trying to make. It's not theoretical. It actually happens. Take a look at January, February, March, April in the late winter, early spring of 2020. Take a look at the summer of 2020. And now look at where we are right now. If you look at those numbers, that plateau bothers me and other public health officials. When you plateau at a high level, there's enough viral activity in the community that when you pull back on things like masking and not pay attention to avoiding congregate settings, it is very risky to get another surge. If you wait just a bit longer to give the vaccine program a chance to increase the protection in the community, then it makes pulling back much less risky. But if you do it prematurely, there really is a danger of triggering another surge.
President Biden set a number of goals for the nation in his speech to the country this week. Let's take a look.
All adults, people 18 and over, eligible to be vaccinated no later than May 1. By July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends will be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood and have a cookout or a barbecue and celebrate Independence Day.
Doctor, how confident are you that we're going to be able to meet the president's goals? May 1 for eligibility, May 30th for actual access to the vaccines, July 4th for small gatherings. How confident are you we're going to meet all of those? And which of the three do you think is going to be the hardest to meet?
Well, Chris, I'm pretty confident that we are. Those are quite reasonable goals and expectations. The first one, about what I was referring a couple of weeks ago on your show about, like, open season, meaning you don't have to fall into one of the priority categories. You got those taken care of, and now you could open it up to anyone. If you look at the number of vaccines that are going into people now, I think that goal of anybody 18 years of age or older will be able to get a vaccine by May 1st, I think that's quite reasonable. The amount of vaccines that are going to be available by the end of May, clearly that's something that's right on target with the new contracts that have been made with the pharmaceutical companies to get even more doses. If, in fact, we do that and we vaccinated people at the rate that we just referred to a few minutes ago, I think the 4th of July projection is really quite reasonable. I don't see any stumbling blocks in that. The only thing that you always have to be careful of is that if, in fact, getting back to our conversation a few moments ago, we don't pay attention to that plateauing and more states essentially pull back all public health measures, we could have a surge back up. And if the surge back up comes, that would endanger the goal of getting people much more towards normal in the beginning of the summer. It's not going to influence the vaccination program or the vaccination rate, but it could influence how soon we get back to normal.
Doctor, let me talk to you about another possible concern. If we were to reach those goals, that pretty soon after that, the problem with vaccines is not going to be supply. It's going to be demand and whether people are willing to actually get the vaccine. I want to put up a public service announcement that four of our former U.S. presidents put out this week. Take a look.
So we urge you to get vaccinated when it's available to you.
So roll up your sleeve and do your part.
This is our shot.
Now it's up to you.
Now, conspicuous by his absence in that public service announcement was President Trump, and here's why that was important. According to a recent poll, 49% of Republican men said they don't intend to get the vaccine. Doctor, how much of a difference will it make if President Trump, who was largely responsible for the success of Operation Warp Speed, how much of a difference will it make if President Trump leads a campaign for the people who are most devoted to him to actually go out and get the vaccine?
Chris, I think it would make all the difference in the world. He's a very widely popular person among Republicans. If he came out and said, go and get vaccinated, it's really important for your health, the health of your family, and the health of the country, it seems absolutely inevitable that the vast majority of people who are his close followers would listen to him. He's such a strongly popular person. I cannot imagine that if he comes out that they would not get vaccinated. It would be very helpful to the effort for that to happen. I'm very surprised at the high percentage of Republicans who say they don't want to get vaccinated. I don't understand where that's coming from. This is not a political issue. This is a public health issue. And the history of vaccinology tells us, when you look at smallpox, polio, measles, all the things that vaccines have been so incredibly helpful in getting us out of difficulty with those infections, I just don't get it, Chris, why they don't want to get vaccinated.
Well, let me ask you another question. You know, as we say, President Trump was largely responsible for the fact that we have all these vaccines available now. Why do you think he hasn't spread that message, didn't participate in the PSA, and got the vaccine in private and didn't make it public in January when he was still in the White House.
Yeah. Again, it's puzzling to me. I mean, clearly Operation Warp Speed started in the Trump administration. It was very successful in getting us the vaccines we have right now. It seems like an intrinsic contradiction, the fact that you had a program that was started during his pregnancy and he's not out telling people to get vaccinated. I wish he would. He has such an incredible influence over people in the Republican Party. It would really be a game changer if he did.
And there you go.
Thank you.
What the fossy? So that was my little segment. You know, here's the thing, folks. Here's the thing. And I'm going to try to give you some knowledge here. The corona, or COVID-19, is going to be here for a while. It's not going to go away in the summertime. It's not going to go away next year. It's here to stay. And you're not thinking about the long haul here. It's here to stay. It's going to be with us for 10, 15 years. It's going to be like the common cold. It's a strand of COVID, for Christ's sake. And in my opinion, I am not a doctor. I should be one. I have the knowledge. In my opinion, we are going to come in contact with this COVID virus at one time or another in our lifetime. We will come in contact with it, and the various degrees, and depending on what kind of contact we come into it, and depending on your immune system, it works like this. Let's just pretend like the common cold. Some people catch a cold, it's over in 3 days. Some people catch a cold and turns into pneumonia. Some people catch a cold and it turns into a flu, then it turns into pneumonia, depending on your immune system. The COVID-19 virus is here to stay. It's not going anywhere. And you will have some form of contact with it. And just my theory, of course, I'm not a medical doctor, but I should be one. My theory is when, you know, your immune, it's like an athlete. When you're 30, when you're 22 and you're strong and you can resist the hit, the pounding and everything in football and whatever, but you cannot resist it at 32. So you may have a strong immune system when it first hits you, but when it hits you again, your immune system will weaken. And if it hits you again, it's going to weaken. And pretty soon it will do you in. So my theory is I was against this vaccination. And when he says, well, how come Trump, we know what the answer is. Trump doesn't care anything about himself. And by the way, Trump did get vaccinated, him and Melania, the first whore. They got it vaccinated before they left the White House. He didn't tell nobody. Why didn't he tell anybody? You know the answer. Trump hated COVID-19. He blames COVID-19 for why he lost the presidency. And most of his followers are going with this freedom and freedom and freedom. He has to stick to that choice. But the guy got vaccinated. So he'd rather you die than give you some news like, well, you know, you guys should get vaccinated. Because if he said that, all of his little followers will be disappointed in him and he'd lose face, but he'll say some lies. So he'd rather kill you than lose his face. That's it in a nutshell. And he did get vaccinated twice. Well, first of all, when he went to the hospital, if you think about that, because you forget, he had COVID. They gave him medication. They vaccinated him. Then when he left the White House, they vaccinated him again. So for all you fools who are Trump supporters thinking freedom and freedom of this, he's vaccinated. He's going, yeah, you stupid fox, freedom. The dude's been vaccinated. You're not. And how I look at it, see, the world cares a lot about people. I don't. I say thin to hurt. If 49% of you Republican men are not taking the vaccine, you will succumb to the COVID-19. It's going to be here for a while. It is not going away. And if you haven't come to some kind of contact now, within the next 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, you will. You will come in some form of contact with this because it's here to stay. And it's impossible for you to live on this planet and not, with everybody running around, just like the cold season, the flu season, it's going to be, watch, listen to my words. It will be COVID season. And that will cover everything, cold, flu, and also COVID-19. It won't be COVID-19 anymore. It'll be COVID-21 or whatever year it is. But they'll call it COVID season from now on until you die. It is not going anywhere. It's not. And you will have some form of contact with it. Whether you succumb to the part of it's just a mild cold and you get through it, even when you're vaccinated, you will come down with it. The vaccination does not prevent you to get COVID. It does not stop COVID from getting to your ass. All the vaccine does is makes it easier for you to survive when you get it, because you're going to get it. That's a fact, Jack. You're going to get it. And if you've been vaccinated and you had it, you're going to probably get it again, because there's different variants of strain. It is life. So remember, the vaccination doesn't protect you from not getting it anywhere. That's not how it works. That's not how the pharmaceutical company works. They don't get paid and they don't get rich because they cure things. They get rich because they make you more comfortable while you have it. That's the job of the pharmaceutical company. That's how they get rich. That's why you can take this aspirin and you get 4 hours relief, and you take this aspirin and you get 8 hour relief. Well, if you can give me 4 hours of relief, why can't you give me 24 hours of relief? And maybe they do have them to give you 24 hours relief. Well, if you can give me 24 hour relief, why can't you get rid of it? Well, you could. It's that they don't want to. There's no money in curing anything. We haven't had a cure for things, and I don't know when. And if you don't believe me, well, COVID is a virus that's accumulated with colds and everything. And they got this vaccine for the COVID. Why didn't they get a vaccine for the common cold? They could have cured it. After all these years, why didn't they go into their ready mode and cure the common cold? They could have. If they did, I mean, within 6 months, you got this virus that'll take care of the COVID, which is a common cold, is part of COVID. So you're telling me that you did not put this energy to cure the common cold? No, because if you look at the if you go to the store, you look at the pharmacy, how many different medications for the cold, for the sneezing and the headaches and the snifflings and this and the decongestant and this? They're not in the business of curing things. They're not. Even if they could cure this COVID-19, they're not going to do it, because it's money. Billions of dollars are at stake here. They're not in the business of curing anything. So this bullshit talk about why didn't Trump do this and who did this, it doesn't really matter. The numbers are here. 49% of Republicans, and when we say Republicans, we're talking about the white dudes, are not going to take the vaccine. I say thin or herd. I'm tired of caring fools. Why do we even care if somebody's a fool? Why do we care? And I feel the same way about people who are hiking in the forest by themselves in the dead of winter and they freeze to death. I don't care. Thin the herd. If they don't want to take it, they don't want to take it. Move on. We shouldn't turn our world upside down because some fool won't take it. Won't take it. Non-story. Bottom line, COVID is here to stay. And you will catch some form of it. Now, the question is, as we get older, our immune system weakens. That's just how it is. So if you don't catch it now, and you're upright, and you're still running, and you're doing the marathon, in 5 years, you're not going to be doing that marathon anymore. You'll be lucky to run around the block. That's when the COVID's going to hit you. It's going to hit you. You may survive that one, but you may not survive when it hits you again, because your immune system is now compromised. Bottom line, I was against it, but now I think I'm for it, because you need something to protect you. And I use the example as an athlete at 22, when playing on a football field, where he's strong, he gets injured, he can do this. So at 25, he's strong, his immune system is a little bit, that broken bone's going to take a little while to heal. At 30, it's going to take a little longer to heal, but you're still feeling the aches and pains of what happened to you at 20. At 40, you get hit, guess what? You don't heal hardly anymore. that pain's with you for a while. Your immune system is compromised each time you're hit. And I'm saying that's with the COVID-19. Each time you get in contact with that COVID-19, depending on the degree of contact, it affects your body. You're being hit. Each time you're hit, your immune system gets a little hit too. To eventually, you will die. Because this COVID, it's not going nowhere. It's going to be with us for years. So yes, I am taking a shot. I'm not going to throw away my shot. Not going to do it. I am taking the shot. And then you said, well, what is the repercussions? Well, stats have shown it doesn't protect you from the COVID-19. They're not lying to you. But it can ease the pain, and it can keep you from dying. It can keep you off a ventilator. That's enough for me. And I need all the help I can get. As you get older and your immune system gets weaker, you're going to catch it. And depending on when your immune system is, some people get a common cold, 3 days is over. Some people take that common cold, turns into the flu, and then their immune system kind of straightens it off. It comes back. You heal a little longer, but then some people get the common cold, went to the flu, to pneumonia, because your immune system is not enough to fight it by its own. We all need a little help. So, yes, if you're over 45, I say, yeah, definitely, because you're going to need it. Because as you get older, your immune system will get weakened, and that's just life. And if you want to be around with your grandchildren, get that degree, or you want to be that engineer, or you're driving in a situation, or you're a frontline person, you're going to need all the help you can get. Get the vaccine. Get the vaccine. You're going to need it, because this shit is going nowhere. And we have an AstraZeneca story coming right up that'll scare the living fuck out of you. I say get the vaccine, because sooner or later, if you don't get the vaccine, COVID's going to get you. Oh, it will. You know, I'm going to take a little break here. I have 6 people now with 111. When I first started the show, I didn't have any audience. There was one person. Her name was Diane. Only one person listened to the show. And I played to that one person for a long time. Didn't matter if my ratings got higher. It doesn't matter if thousands of people, whatever. It only mattered if Diane was listening, because she listened from the beginning, and I had to hold her. When she stopped listening, I know I'm off my game. Well, Diane has passed away. She died 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago. There's another person who listens to the show. And I play to her. I usually don't tell her that I do, but I do. And I don't know if she wants me to tell her name, because she's really humble of her. If I lose her attention, then I know I lost my edge. See, Laverne is a nice person, but she gets bored easy. You know what I mean? You got to grab her attention. You grab it, you got to hold on to that. That woman, you hold on to that, and you squeeze that, and you hug it, and you love it, and you cuddle it. Because if you don't, she kind of slips out of your arms and kind of walks away very quietly. You don't even hear her. You're going, where the hell is Laverne? I don't know where Laverne is. Laverne's somewhere else. And next thing you know, she's in Tahiti. Why? Why did she go? Because you didn't keep her attention. Yeah. Got to keep the girl's attention. So I just want to give that footnote. So I'm not going to say she's a new Diane. She is not Diane. She is Laverne. Independent, strong, logical part. Beep, 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 beep. Okay. But, no, she is. It's a little message I give to her once in a while. She knows what I'm saying. Beep, 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 beep. She knows exactly what I'm saying. I say it with love. So she is listening, and I thank her for that. I really think. And sometimes I think out loud. So I'm going to take a little break, and I'm going to tell you about Anna Zetica. You're not going to hear this, and if I have more time, you're not going to believe how many women do not know how to give a blowjob. It is just unbelievable. And it's a secret, man. You know, you watch these porn films, and you think women like the Laverne is listening, but she's a grown-ass woman. Come. You'd be surprised how many women don't like to come or don't like it. Good story's coming up. But right now, I'm sending a little message to Laverne. Thank you, Laverne. This goes out to you.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Darling, I will be loving you till it's 70. Baby, my heart could still fall out.
Song's romantic, and Laverne's a lovely lady. She has better taste in men than me. But the song is a good song of how people can be friends and love each other as friends and respect each other. And 917, what do you know? We got a number that came in here, and let's see who's 917. 917, you're on the air with Brian the Hammer Jackson. 917.
Hey, Brian.
Who's this?
You don't know my voice. I'm hurt, man. I'm hurt. It's not the brother.
You know, it's been so long, man. It's been
so long.
You're always in my mind. How the hell have you been, man?
Not as much as Laverne. Yeah, I've been good. How you been?
Well, you got to admit, you love Laverne, too. You can't help not loving Laverne. Laverne is everything. She is beautiful.
Oh, as a friend, yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're ready to get the roses and invite me to the wedding.
I got a girlfriend. Everybody knows I got a girlfriend.
Oh,
but, you know,
okay,
I got
it. Okay.
Yeah, I got enough love for everybody, but it just
that her loyalty.
Well, I got some love for you. There's some left. Laverne took half of it, but there's some left. So what the hell is going on with you? I know you got
working
some things on your mind.
Yeah, I'm working
really?
On two really big projects. One will take about a year and a half to complete, but when it's finished, I think internationally some really great things. And then another one is a technological venture for young people. That's probably a 2 years. And, you know, and the kids are getting big and we're doing
it. Bad. How are you making out, Hotep, with the kids, you know, under this pandemic thing? Are they ready to go to school? Are you, you know?
Well, remember, we always homeschooled.
Yeah. Oh, you did? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you may have forgotten. Yeah, so we haven't been drastically impacted by the schooling, just other things like getting certain business documents and certain deliveries and, of course, dealing with some of this unique COVID-19 stuff that's occurring. So, yeah.
As a black man, are you going to get the shot or not? Let's get down to that.
No.
What's wrong with you? Tell me the reason
why. Well, listen, in life, it's a great technique to look at things from a function perspective. So if things go into a function and what you get out is BS. So I look at who's promoting this, right? Fauci, Bill Gates, Bill Gates' father, some of you know the history. And I look at it and say, do the billionaires care about people in Haiti drinking muddy water? In other words, why am I going to follow people that have proven that they make more profits when people are in pain? So I don't need to know if somebody comes to my door 10 times and tries to rape my daughter. The 11th time, if they come with a box and say, look, man, this is good for you, trust me, I'm going to be very suspicious. And then I look at the lack of hard evidence that they provide, the lack of informing people how the lungs work and how to take vitamin D to help and that they should do push-ups and sit-ups and breathing exercises. And look at the masks. Look around you in your community. Do you see anyone picking up the masks from the government in a hazmat suit?
No.
These masks are all over my community.
Point.
I mean, there's so many things that I... And then I see no one cleaning doorknobs. No one's knocked on my family's door to take a survey. Is anyone sick? How are you feeling? What are your thoughts? Do you need a mask? I think there is a legitimate... disease out there, well, virus, but I think it's being weaponized to extract wealth and power and take guns away and take rights away. So I'm liberal, but I believe on the right-wingers when they say, you know, stand up against this. I feel some of that, even though I wear my mask, by the way. I'm not saying I don't, because I can't get in certain buildings without it. So, you know, some battles I just...
Well, let me tell you. Well, see, here's my thing, Hotep. Here's my thing. And I'm pronouncing your name right. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah.
You see, because you know that you're in my heart, and I love you, man. You know, I mean, you know, there's certain levels of love, and I love you. I want you to stay safe. I know you come on a show enough about the family, and I got to know them. But here's the deal. People are dying from this. You know, I don't know the numbers of how many people are dying. I don't know how many numbers that they're saying it due to COVID, because we have to look at the language. You know, I'm looking at the language due to COVID or because of COVID or partially, whatever. Okay? So the numbers are kind of, to me, political. But the fact of the matter is people are dying. I know two people who have it. Who had it, went through it. I know a nurse who just got her shot. So it is real. And if this is affecting our immune system, this is not going to go away. This is going to be with us for a long time. I mean, like I said, they're going to change flu season or cold season to COVID season. I guarantee you next year it'll be COVID season when winter comes. It's going to be around for years. You're going to get older.
Don't forget, people are dying of malaria.
Sure.
And they could be saved with 50 cents.
Sure.
So what makes this so special? Women are disappearing every day, Native Indian, black women, right?
Oh, yeah.
So what is so special? In other words, I keep asking myself.
Because it's another thing. It's another thing that we don't need. What makes it so special is I can't ignore people who are actually dying. I can't ignore that the black community are not getting their vaccination. And a lot of them don't want it, granted. But I can't ignore it. It's just another thing. And the fact of the matter is that we're going to get older, and as we get older, our immune system will get weaker and weaker and weaker. Cold could probably kill us if we're 80 years old. And I think we should take it. And the reason I think we should take it, and of course they're lying to us, but this is what we got, is that it'll keep us off the ventilators. It'll keep us off from certain death. I've known people who've taken it. I say go for it. Because as we get older, we're going to catch it. As long as we live, it's going to be around. We're going to be in some contact of this COVID. It's not going away. And
can I
yes,
give you
they
quick
cured.
Point?
Yeah.
One about
sure.
COVID. One about Kirk Franklin. Regarding COVID, you remember when they was Kirk Franklin? You
yeah.
had that in your heading. Yeah. Remember when they were saying New York was hit so hard
what
the hospitals
fossy.
Were overrun?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes.
Well,
I
personally, Emma, visited several hospitals, and it was a lie. There was no one outside. There were no lines. I went to the hospital they had in Central Park, and the security guard told me personally, he said he hadn't seen any patients.
Right.
So that stuff went. See, I'd done the research here in New York, and I said, okay, why are they telling us the hospitals are full, and they're not. So when people are lying, often there's smoke involved.
I agree.
Or fire, however you think of it. Yeah, yeah.
I agree.
But,
you know, I agree. And if you really think about it, I mean, I watch, you know, I do this show, and sometimes I'll relax, and I'll see something on TV. And in the daytime, it's geared to older folks. You know, they have some kind of high blood pressure, whatever, and then I see the medication they take for it, and then I listen to the side effects. Well, it could cause your liver to explode. You may go blind. You lose your bowels.
Yeah.
You stink up the joint. Your arm will fall off. But guess what? You'll be happy walking through the park. I go, shit, you know.
You got to get it.
What? You mean my penis is down? Yeah, but if you take this Viagra, you'll go blind. Heart trouble, your liver explode. But my penis will rise? Yes.
Oh, of course. In the grave.
they won't be able
to close the coffin.
Exactly. Give me some of that. I don't know. And you know, the lies, and I agree with you. It became so political, so lie, misinformation. I don't know what's up with that. I don't know. The only thing I do know that there are people who are dying from it. And all I know is if it comes at your immune system, as we get older, our immune systems will weaken. And it's going to be here for a while. So I don't know if you're going to run out right now. You sound like you're in great health. I got a feeling if you got it, you're going to be, you know, you're going to go through it in 4 days. You're going to kick his ass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well,
I got a feeling, but in the meanwhile, you're spreading it to other people who don't have your immune system and your strength, and it might be your loved one who's a senior or whatever, and they may not be able to kick their ass.
Very true.
You know,
which is why they should exercise, brother. That's my point. There are cheaper ways to strengthen our system, man. You know, exercise, breathing exercises, push-ups, taking vitamin D. I mean, there's simple things we could do that don't involve billion-dollar vaccines. And so I always look at things, the simple solution. What is the simplest solution to this? Is it to, you know, experiment with our RNA and in 100 years children are born with three eyes? This is some serious stuff. They're messing with our RNA, you know?
I agree. I agree. And I have my line. If you are at the age of you still want to have a conceive a child and all this stuff, I'm with you. I'm not taking a shit. Because you don't know what's in that system or what's in her system. I agree with you. But I think the seniors, when you get to a part where you're, you know, I think 65, I haven't got there. But I think
you mean
you're
us.
Like, oh, I got a long ways to go, Hotep. But I think the people who are, I think the people who are like 55, I should think they should have that available to them, where they're no longer going to create children or create life. It's just about them and their immune system. If they made it that way, I'm 100%. I think if by 45 you're still strong and your immune system is strong, I think I would be hesitant too. Because I do believe in a herd syndrome. I do believe enough people will get it. Oh, I believe that we will be in contact with it. This is not going away. I don't know what people are thinking. This is going to be with us for a while. We're going to, if you're living on this earth, this is just my belief. I'm not a doctor, but I should be. I have the knowledge. But if we're going to be living on this earth for a while, we're going to be in contact with this in one way or another. One way or another, we're going to be in contact, depending on what degree and how strong your immune system is that year, that what you're going to come down with. I happen to believe that. It's just biology. So, yeah, I'm going to be around for a while. I'm going to take the shit. I don't plan on making any babies anytime soon. But if I find out, Hotep, that it's not going to make my penis work, somebody's going to die.
Yeah,
it's on now. If I find out, like, what the fuck? All right, I'm going after somebody. But I understand what you're saying. There's been so many lies. There's been so much misinformation. There's some bullshit. You don't know what to believe anymore. You just don't. And you're right.
Yeah.
If this was as deadly as it was, how come we don't have government people walking down the street in hazmat suits spraying down houses and everything?
Yeah.
And firemen are wearing masks, and they don't wear masks, and cops wear masks. You know, maybe
it's not. Some of
the
medical professionals won't even wear it. Did you hear?
Some
of
them
won't take the shot.
That's true. Some nurses will refuse to take the shot. And they're in the high, and it's like a high percentage of them, like 30 to 35% won't do it.
That's, So, you know, if they won't, well, not all, but enough, I'd look at it and say, wait a minute, they know more about the medical industry and the human body than I do. So I'm very, I just don't trust the system that treats women, Native Indians, and ethnic minorities, and the poor in the third world, and small business persons, you know, this way. And I think both parties are kind of, one is better than the other, but still, they're not really, for me, Bernie, you know, not making the changes to the system that we really need. To stop people like Kirk Franklin.
I agree. And you gave me the truth. Go ahead. You gave me the transition to the story. Now, here's what's problem, and this goes into what you're saying. The first one came out was this AstraZeneca. It first came out, it was supposed to be the super drug. We're going to be okay. It was going to come heal. Well, what happens is during the testing, small percentage, and they keep saying this, small percentages got some blood clots. Out of 1.5 million people who took this test, there has been some blood clotting, blood in their lungs. So what they did was AstraZeneca pulled out, and they didn't want to lose the money or anything. They said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to run some more testing. Even though it's good and only a small percentage got the blood clot in their lungs, and it's not enough to take it off the market, we're going to pull out, run some tests. So they started running tests, and they said, we're ready to come in the game now, because they hear about Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. So they want to come back in the game. Biden says, no, you're not coming back in the game. They go, we're ready, because they're missing that money. We want to come back in the game. So AstraZeneca said, well, I'll tell you what. Let us test this out, what you just said. Let us test this out on other countries. Let us test it out on other countries. Biden says, hell no, you're not testing this out in other countries. Come on, man. Well, now all of a sudden we're hearing this spike in Europe right now that's going nuts. I mean, and now they're blaming AstraZeneca because it ran out of the vaccine. And I'm going, wait a minute, I thought our country told you not to do this in other countries. Well, it comes out that AstraZeneca ran out of their stuff. They're going nuts. They're getting COVID. It's a whole piece of shit. And here's the headline right here. AstraZeneca vaccine suspensions. It weakens Europe's already faltering rollout. They're blaming AstraZeneca. Now, they want to come into the game. And even Biden says, hell no. And then they had the nerve to say, well, let's go to another country and try it out on them first. What do you say, Bidey?
Yeah. They'll be our guinea pigs.
Exactly. You know, come on. Who goes to Colombia anyway? And they say, stop it.
Yeah, just kill them off. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what happened. So it says here that the suspension of the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine by most governments across Europe has further set back and already frails, threatened to rattle the back, No country in Europe Union is on pace to reach the goal of vaccinating 7% of its population. Anyway, let's get to the part. So far, the vaccine efforts have been marked by political infighting, mixed messaging to the public, strategies heavily reliant on the vaccine made by AstraZeneca. The decision is to suspend it while the bloc regulatory body looks into the concerns about the safety. Okay, if you're going to suspend the vaccine because you want to look into their safety, what is going to change in that vaccine? I mean, what are they? I mean, this doesn't make sense. Help me, Hotep.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a vaccine. All right. Well, Brian, your vaccine causes headaches, diarrhea, and your head explodes in 3 months. All right. Well, let me get back to you next week because I can see you're undecided right now. I mean, if you change the vaccine, you have to do more testings and years of other testing. They're not going to change the vaccine. I don't know what they want. They suspended the virus.
Yeah.
I mean, and then they're going to come back and say, okay, we're better? Come on, man.
Yeah.
You know how much money they lost on this AstraZeneca bullshit? Damn.
Yeah, it really boils down to patents, P-A-T-E-N-T-S.
You got it.
The medical industry, yeah, that's their big thing. You go to a doctor, they don't tell you go home and drink orange juice, do push-ups, et cetera. They have some big pharmaceutical companies' drugs that they give you and side effects, but they make money, they get promoted, they get to be the attending at the hospital. And this capitalism, this version of capitalism is really not healthy for the planet, nor for most people. So, I'm hoping we can change that as a species before it's too late.
It's already too late. We got AIs running around the planet. We got people who are not half human, half machine. Look at Tiger Woods. I mean, the guy's half machine now. He's a Terminator. Look at this dude. He has metal in his knee. He has a plate in his ankle. He has a head plate. He has a back. He has rods in his back. This guy's basically a machine.
Yeah, he's a cyborg.
He basically is. But, I don't know, man. Well, here it is. But you know what's bothering me is that I don't hear the side effects for Johnson & Johnson. I don't hear the side effects for Moderna, whatever. I'm not hearing no side effects. I'm hearing a lot of side effects from the AstraZeneca. It even says here's the side effects from it. It's the sons of bitches. They said in Spain joined France, Italy, and Germany and halting the use of the vaccine over concerns about the possibility of rare side effects, including blood clots, abnormal bleeding. Abnormal bleeding? Blood clots in your lungs? And it's losing public confidence in Europe, and they want them out of here. And so that's not stopping them. The AstraZeneca COVID vaccine, even our government saying, well, a million people didn't test like that, and only a few did, but we should get into the game.
Yeah.
And what they did was they developed a partnership with Oxford University. That's what they did. And they're going to be using Oxford University to help and see if they could help their virus. This is some big money bullshit,
and
people are being experimental. So... And
Yeah,
a lot of
universities, a lot of universities have special types of grants for this type of work, and for some universities, this is half of their income.
Oh yeah.
A doctor
told me,
a friend of mine. Yeah.
Sure.
This is big money. Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much money a university gets when they do these tests and these development for medical science and everything? I mean, the grants are enormous. It's like millions of dollars for a grant to study how a pimple reacts under sunlight. This is going to be I don't know. This is a world we live in, Hotep, and you're smart, and I'm still going to take it. What am I going to do? Hotep, what am I going to do? I got to take it.
Well, just
I would take
in
it.
Your will.
Yeah.
I'll be on the radio. Rest in peace to my friend Brian.
Man, and I'm going to leave you everything.
Hotep,
I'm going to leave you all my bills. Yeah, I'll leave you my radio show. Live on, my friend, and teach the lessons of Brian. Give me his legacy. Woody, before you leave, let me ask you a question. These are just talking points. You don't have to elaborate if you don't want to. Markle. What's her name? Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
This controversy about her with Oprah and
her.
What do you think? Just your thought. I'm not even going to lead you to a question. I'm just going to say it. What comes to your mind?
I think it's disingenuous for Britain, which has raped Barbados, Jamaica, the Bahamas, America, Canada, Australia, which is also pretty racist. I lived there for a while. To turn around and have a black lady marry one of the princes and then belittle her, attack her in the media, and then have questions about the baby's color. And then when Harry and Meghan decide, you know what, we're going to leave peacefully, just like Colin Kaepernick taking a knee. We're not going to disclose all the dirt. We're just going to leave, keep attacking them, and then decide when they do speak up, instead of admitting the truth, to attack them some more. Now, I'm not a Meghan fan nor a Harry, so this is not a personal fan thing. It's just a logic and common sense thing. Europe has, especially England, extracted wealth, built wealth on blood diamonds, etc. And now making fun of a lady who's black. Instead of being open to the year 2021, showing the natives in other nations that, hey, we're doing the right thing. So I think they played into their own racism. And I think for many nations, they're going to start pulling out either governor generals like Barbados did, or even if they don't pull out the governor general, it will change their curriculum lesson plans to reflect more of the truth about the murders and plunders of the British royal family, who actually are German, but during the last war, they hid that because they didn't want people to know, but they're Germans. The real British monarch is in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
His family, he should be the king. If you ever look it up, you'll see him. And he says, I don't know.
Yeah, I heard those stories. And let's just be honest. Nobody gives a fuck about the royals. It's a figurehead. They don't do anything regarding the laws or how to run the country. It's parliament. They are a figurehead, a tradition that brings in a lot of money. Here we go. A black woman who's biracial. She's biracial from her father's white. So we got a biracial black woman. Okay, good. And what gets to me on this interview is that she's so surprised that a white person will ask the skin tone of a biracial baby, and Oprah has the nerve to go, what? Shut up, Oprah. I mean, this dramatic play, it's so bad, it's horrible. It's like she's biracial. She's been experiencing this on both sides all of her life. And that somebody from the Queen's family says, I wonder what color is the baby, and they're so shocked and appalled that they're going to run away from the country and the bad press, even though she's an actress, and we're going to run out of here. And Harry has no Prince Harry balls, and he comes running with her. I'm going to leave my country to forsake my woman, my black ebony queen. And then she does an interview. Come on. Is this set? Are we set to believe this bullshit that she – I have never experienced all this racism in the U.K., and look what they said about me. I'm a monkey. Yeah, you come here, and you don't experience racism either. Racial woman. You've been experiencing this all your life. You're dealing with this. You signed up for this. You knew what was going to happen to be a black queen in the UK, and then you're having a problem with it? Come on, Hotep. She
no,
knew
I
what
don't
this
agree
was
with
about.
You. Here's why. If she
okay.
was an actress first, right? A
right.
level of popularity paled in
right.
comparison to being a princess in a,
mm-hmm.
in a nation like Britain. So what happened is, if you're a celebrity, you have some level of what goes on with fans. Once you go and become a princess in that UK royal family, it really exacerbates the your level of pain that you experience.
Sure.
It's almost like if I went on and, you know, ended up with $10 billion, the IRS would look at me a different way. Other celebrities would look at me a different way. And so my level of pain and pleasure would be times 1,000. I'd be getting
right.
almost anything I want in some areas. But on the flip side, I'd be getting a lot of international drama, intelligence, communities checking me out, et cetera. So I think it's possible
mm-hmm.
that people don't know until – it's like being a high school basketball player but then ending up
mm-hmm.
in the NBA. So I, think I believe her.
Good point.
Yeah, I believe her.
Good
yeah.
point. But you still
but
got
it. Who would we trust, bro? The Queen of England or Meghan Markle? Don't forget, Harry's mother died over this same bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Princess
mm-hmm.
Diana.
But don't forget, the Queen has a black child now, a black grandchild. So there you go. And you know about nanas with their grandchildren, baby. Don't stand in the way of a grandma with her grandkids. You know?
If
we can pull away all.
She would have stood up.
She only has so much she could do. I mean, she has a responsibility. You take the job. Her job is to be a royal. They have pomp and circumstance and whatever that she has to deal with. That keeps them alive. It keeps them being fed, and they stay in a castle. I mean, it's not an easy job. You're selling your soul to your country. That's basically what it is. You're just, you know. And Harry got out. Harry's, you know, and then he finds out that he needs a job. So he goes,
but
calls
actually,
Oprah.
I have a plan that I think Harry and Meghan could implement that would circumvent
mm-hmm.
all this nonsense. If they were
right.
to organize an entity for making people that a team of that they choose kings and queens in different nations, right? Imagine if
right.
they did that. If they said, listen, the British royal family, we're a part of it, but we have created an entity. You can submit the names of people in your community who you think
mm-hmm.
are deserving to be kings and queens and princes. We have created a nonprofit, an NGO, and we're part of an IGO.
Mm-hmm.
That would totally be a game changer. In other words, you know, you have to go outside the box sometimes, you know, in order
you,
to solve
you,
problems.
You really do. Now, Hotep, you always come in with some intelligent conversations, and I always put the show in a toilet. And I try not
oh,
to do it.
I
try to. I did. I tried to raise my level of thinking to you and try to take this. I tried, but I fail each time because you know what we're going to do? I promise this. You know, Hotep, I was really surprised, and this is true. Not many women know how to give a blowjob. They really don't. I was so surprised at this. And sometimes we do our PDA and for, you know, to help out the brothers. And this happens to be a black woman. So our Honorable Ebony Queen is going to talk to you about three amazing blowjob tips. And this is for my gift to you women. And if you were partaking this Ebony Beautiful Queen. And she does look fine, Hotep. You'll hear her voice.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't mind me putting the show to the gutter, which I'm comfortable with, the rent is cheap, please listen to our Ebony Queen on how to give a proper blowjob.
Well,
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. All right, kids, time to turn off the radio and go watch Paw Patrol. And here you go. Here you go right here. She's not cooperating. Come on. Okay. Well, what happened to her? All right. We're running into some difficulties on
maybe
our...
she's busy giving a blowjob.
I think she is. I'm just... Okay, wait a minute. I don't... Oh, okay, here she is. Here she is. Okay, she has a dildo. She has a dildo in her hand. And she's going to give you amazing tips. I bet she's fine and everything, but I bet you her voice is going to be annoying. God, do not make him perfect. I guarantee it's going to be an annoying voice. Here we go, everybody. your public service announcement from Brian Hammer Jackson Show.
So, this video is all about blood out, and I have my handy little friend.
This is Black Girl Thought TV, honey.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Black.
Number one tip, Black Girl Thought TV, if you're going to teach something, please turn down the background music. It's not helping you. But I'm going to see if I can power through this and see if we can get the message of how to give a great blowjob. But the noise you hear, the background noise you hear is her music playing while she's giving you these tips, which is bad tip number one. But let's see if we can power through it.
Black Girl Thought TV, I am Annie Kins, and this is your inclusive source of health, wealth, and loving. When I turn on the camera, I like turn into a crazy person, but I think like the crazy person's always been inside, but like something about the camera brings her out, and like I'm gonna try not to be crazy, but I'm super hyped about this video. This is tips for a great blowjob, and it's just like random tips that I came up with for like kind of only thing about giving blowjobs. If you're new to giving blowjobs, like maybe this could help you thinking about it. If you don't like giving them, or maybe like you're scared, you have done one, like, you know, like, we're going to get into it, okay? We'll help you out. We'll get all about it. Okay, so you want to think about tip, grip, and whether or not you're fit, okay? So that's my cute little thing, okay? So this is going to be Rufus Jr. There was another Rufus. Shout out to Brittany and the people on my Snapchat who know the story about the other Rufus who was stuck on my feeling during final exam. Anyway, so the first one tip, right? So this is the shaft of a pant, right? So this is considered a shaft. And this is considered a tip, right? And I recently asked someone who writes this video, kind of like, what's their favorite part about like when I gave them a blowjob? And what they described was kind of when like you like suck on the tip. So what a lot of people do is kind of like put their mouth and kind of like go like up and down, like that, right? And that kind of has a different sensation than if you just kind of like focus like on the tip and kind of like suck it out. Okay, so understand that the tip is the most sensitive part. We go into the next part, which is the grip. So, one thing when you kind of are generating saliva, so I can literally kind of make my mouth moist within like 3 seconds. And it's really good for when you're giving a blowjob because you want to really be able to just, like, generate spit like that. Like, I really have kind of learned to just generate spit quickly. So before you kind of go into the tip, you want to make sure that your mouth is wet, right? And we'll get into that for the next part. But you really kind of want to understand grip and understand your grip because different mouths are really different. So you want to kind of put it in your mouth, right? And you want to kind of get, like that suction action going, so you kind of get your mouth used to sucking. If it's really big and you kind of suck really like hard and like forcefully and like that, your mouth will get tired very quickly. Like that's just something to remember. Your mouth will get very tired. I literally gave my boyfriend a blowjob for the entire J. Cole album, Forest Hills Drive, I believe is what it was, and that bad boy was over 1 hour and 30 minutes long, I believe. And I stuck out the whole thing and like. That was some pro work because I had to kind of learn, like, when he was close and, like, yeah. But I also had to understand my mouth and my jaw and kind of understand that if I suck too hard, like if I go far too hard, literally my mouth will, like, lock up. I will get locked jaw so fucking fast and, like, it will just be painful. Like, so you want to kind of understand your grip and understand kind of when you're sucking on the tip to be able to kind of... be able to control it like that, but also, like, generate enough saliva. I'm sorry, no, girls, we also want to be able to generate enough saliva, right? So the next part is whether or not you'll spit, right? So when you first start giving blowjobs, or I'm assuming people watching this have given blowjobs or received blowjobs, when you start giving blowjobs, you'll find that some people really do not like you to spit on their genitals, and that's... My dog is barking. Sorry. Some people really do not like for you to sit on their genitals. They just find it offensive. They don't like that. So you have to get this wet somehow. Like, that's just a given. Like, you just do not want to go dry. That's just not a thing. Like, no, bitch, no. Right? So you have to get this bad boy wet somehow, some way. So if that person does not like spit, if they really feel like, do not spit on me, like, some people just really find that offensive. Like, don't spit on me. Like, it's disrespectful to them. Me, personally, I don't really care. Like, let's do this. Other people are very definitely find it offensive. So what you can do is just get some lube and you kind of just can put it in your hands. You can get some lube that tastes really good to you. Like, you can buy, like, a multi-pack that has different sort of flavors and just kind of taste them. And you just kind of do it that. And you just find a way to get it wet. And you really can just start with the tip. You can go all the way down to the shaft. But once you get your mouth on it, you're able to easily slide. Like, it's like this easy, like, slide. And that's, like, the best part of, like, I'm going to do hand jobs. Don't worry, I'll do those as well. But you also can just kind of, like, do something like that and just kind of, like, spit. The great thing about your spit is actually warm. Your body serves as, like, an incubator. So any sort of liquid that comes out of you, if you've ever had, like, squirt on you or, like, someone peed on you, if you've ever had squirting or someone peed on you, then you know that, like, bodily fluids are really warm because your body, I think, is, like, has a specific, like, temperature that it kind of remains at, and, like, anything that comes out of you is really warm. So your spit is usually really warm, so that's, like, a better option, but also, like, being inside of your mouth is really warm for someone who is receiving the blowjob, the person who has the penis. So you just kind of want to, like, understand if you're going to spit on it, kind of like that, or if you are going to actually lube it up to get it wet. You also can take ice, like, and that's kind of, like, a different sort of thing. You can also take ice and kind of wet it that way. But that's totally up to you. The thing with, like, the spit is, like, it smells like spit, which is, like, something I don't think people talk about when it comes to blowjobs, but, like, it smells like spit. So, like, you kind of have to get used to, like, the smell of your own spit, especially if you make it, like, really wet and, like, really sloppy. So, and that's another thing that goes along with, if you men do not like sloppy blowjobs, and I think I'm going to do another whole, I'm not going to get into that. I'm going to do a whole other video on that, on, like, sloppy toppy or, like, the clean and neat. I got names to say, bitch. So, that was for just, like, some really quick tips. I can go, like, in depth about more things. Literally, like, put me things in the comment section if you guys love this video. Y'all some damn perv. Y'all been asking me to talk about blowjobs.
There you go. You know, when I learned from that video as a man, and I say this to my white brothers and Asian brothers and Hispanic brothers out there, this is what I learned. If you do have a woman that has a dildo, now you got to know the difference between a dildo and a vibrator. See, we don't know this much, and women know this. Vibrator is just a Hummer. It has different speeds. A dildo is a fake dick that looks like a dick. It's made out of rubber, usually, and you can get them at different sizes. You can get, I mean, it depends on your budget. I mean, if you're really low on budget, you can probably get the Asian dildo. I mean, if you got a little bit more money, but you're still on a tight budget, you can get the Hispanic dildo. Now, if you happen to be that 1% and you can afford the black dildo, jackpot. Now, let me just tell you something what I've learned. Here's what you got to know. If you do, and this is what I got out of this, if you do have a woman that has a dildo, this is what I learned. Ask her what is the name of the dildo. Now, she comes up with Dante, Leroy, Willie, Rufus, and if you're not black, you may have a problem. Just a little footnote. And not many people ask the name of their dildos. That's a really important thing I have just learned, Hotep. Or even name, what's the name of your dildo, baby? Well, I call it Hotep. We're Jewish. It's okay. But isn't that interesting? I never asked, and guys, women do name it. They do name it, like guys name, I name my car, and they name ships. Women will name their dildo. Find it interesting. And so now you know how to do a blowjob. And if I could add on to it, and we have Hotep here, and I'm sure he has had many jobs, but if I might add to it personally, I don't like the spitting on it. Don't spit on it. I never liked it in porn. Hotep, did you like the spitting? I don't like the spitting. I don't care for the spitting. Do you care
for the spitting? Well, I rarely participate in those activities.
Oh. Okay.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, once in a while.
I understand. Some of us indulge. But if I have to give you a tip, and here is my tip, I'm going to tell you something. It's not a mechanical thing, and it's not a business thing, it's not this. What makes a great blowjob is when the woman enjoys giving you it. Now, but if she's doing it as a job to get you off and everything, it's not going to be, you can really ruin your skin that way and get chapped and everything, and sometimes, they'll bite you, and it's like you don't nip the tip. So there you go. Now, you say, well, Brian, and I go, yeah. Well, how come you're just talking about men? Because there are some women, and this is the legend, and I have to go to Hotep, who is our sex counselor at this moment. There are some questions and myths about black men eating the pussy. I say it in French because it doesn't sound rude. Now, there's rumors going on that black men don't eat the pussy. I myself had dabbled in the buffet. You know what I mean? I have. Hotep, our sex counselor for today, have you partaken into the eatery of the pussy?
I have. In the past, I did have a few opportunities to participate, mm-hmm. but I've been so hectic with some research, I haven't had the chance recently. And I don't enjoy it, by the way.
You don't? And you know,
I broke my nose almost.
What the hell were you doing? You broke it.
Well, walking around like Michael Jackson.
Jump on. Well, I am going to do the I just want to let the white women out there know, and the Asian women out there, and the Jewish women, black men do eat. Like white men don't jump, black men do eat. Especially if you get some barbecue sauce in that motherfucker. But we only have a little bit of time, and I'm just going to give you the other side. Here's a woman who is saying, eat her right. Just see a little bit, and then me and my hotel will talk about it. Okay, here we go. Here's the other version.
Colonel, thank you so much for taking a couple minutes of your ever so busy day to spend a little bit of time with me. I'm really excited to sit down and talk about oral sex today because who doesn't like oral sex? I know there are some people who absolutely detest it, but I am not one of those people, and I'm sure some of you watching aren't either. I really think there's nothing else to say, but let's jump right into it. Eating a female out is so much more than like sticking your head in between her legs, sucking and licking her clit, and watching her lose her mind while she's on her way to orgasm. Not everyone has these oral skills or has had as much practice as I know some of you have, but just like kissing and making out, you can definitely learn. You want to make the situation memorable, so I guess as the old saying goes, practice makes perfect, and when it pertains to oral sex, it absolutely does. If you're on this channel and you never miss out a video, you know this next part is going to be a given. Before going into any type of sexual act with your partner is absolutely communication. You have to communicate with your partner, people. If there is not consent from both ends, unfortunately, this is how the cookie crumbles sometimes. Some people aren't comfortable with oral sex, and we have to respect them for that. And there are some people who have still yet to lose their oral sex virginity. Communicating your desires of performing oral sex on your partner.
All right, enough talk. Let's get to the sex. Oh, my God. Blah, 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 blah. Get to the point, woman.
Will not only give you the hall pass to do so, it will also create a calm and relaxed atmosphere for your...
Let's get to eating a cookie. Enough talk. Shut up. Eat.
your partner. If she isn't relaxed, she won't enjoy what's going on because her focus and her mindset is elsewhere. Females can get very self-conscious of their physical makeup of their vagina, as well as worry about how long it can take them to reach orgasm.
That is true. I have seen some vaginas that look like a hamburger, raw hamburger, come out of one of those little grinders. I've seen
like
that.
Like airplane hangers.
Oh, my God, I know. And then they have the nerve to say, I've only been with one man. Really? Look at this. It looks like it went through war. Get out of here. All right, let's listen to this expert here, you know, talking about this. She's talking too much. That's the trouble with it. Who cares if she's relaxed? Get in there. You got a job to do. Get in there. Put those legs over your shoulder, and you get in there like a real man. Tell her what she needs to do and make her feel like a woman. Do I have to teach the world everything? Let's go back to the talkie woman. And don't be a dog, eat a pussy. Well, that's a new thing. Here we go.
Orgasm. Before you take the vagina head on, and I mean that literally, tease the surrounding areas. Like her size, get some breath play going on there. Work your way down her stomach and stop just above the vagina. Really, what you want to do is get her whole body warmed up and do it with your mouth.
No, you don't. Get right to the meat of it. Blah, 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 blah. There you go.
Work it up. Tease her all the way down before you get to the whole.
You want to tease her, open up your wallet, say, and let her see the money you have in there. Tell me, that'll get her wet. Trust me, it worked for me. But let's go on with Miss Talkie here. Blah, 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 blah.
Holy grail. Once your mouth reaches her vagina, find her clit and make that your focal point.
Where does it hide? I mean, there's only one place where the clit can be. What do you mean, find her clit? What is it, like, where's Waldo? It's right there. Who cannot find, if you can't find her clit, you should not even be, you're gay. You're basically, where's the clit? Well, my clit's right there. It doesn't look like clit. You're gay. What do you mean, find her clit? Where's her clit hiding? Let's go on with this. This is blah, 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 blah.
When it comes to performing oral sex on your female partner, you will be spending most of your time around and on the clit. Most women will require clitoral stimulation to reach orgasm anyways. Once your mouth and that tongue is on that clit, you want to go ahead and lick and flick that clit, starting off gently because the vagina is...
The lick and flick. Are you writing this down, Hotep? It's the lick and flick technique.
Oh, yeah. I'm
lick
doing Greg shorthand.
Okay. Shorthand. All right. I'm writing this down. Lick and flick. I didn't know that technique. Okay, here we go.
It's all pink, and you want to start off soft. You don't...
Mine's usually purple. Some people have different color clits, right? The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice, baby. But let's pretend it's pink. If it's green, don't go and eat. That's all I have to say. Let's continue.
Clit, starting off gently because the vagina is all pink and you want to start off soft. You don't want to go in too hard, but while you're starting off and as you go along, build up a little bit of pressure. Not all women, but some women do enjoy the sensation of having their labia stimulated, so don't leave that part out. Focus on her body language reactions as much as you're keeping focus on her vocal reactions. In the process of pleasuring her and seeing her enjoy your work, you too will see that you're getting a little bit aroused. We were all born with a nice set of lips, so get your lips on the action, wrap them around her clit, and start sucking. For extra sensation, add in some fast back and forth tongue flicking to complement your sucking. You'll notice as you go along, her vagina is getting so wet from arousal. Don't let this hold you back from adding your own wetness from your mouth. Be extra with your saliva when it comes to oral play. And I feel like this tip here is almost essential when it comes to having oral sex. And I may or may not be speaking from experience, but elevate her pelvis by sliding a pillow under her butt. This is going to help her feel more intensities while being stimulated. This is also a really great way that when your mouth is busy, you can slide in a couple fingers. You can easily stimulate. stimulate her G-spot.
Oh my.
Once you slide those fingers in, it's basically like triple stimulation. And trust me when I say this, she will be vocalizing her appreciation for you. Sensories will be flying while she's on her way to her big finale, the orgasm. If you feel that her thighs are trembling and clenching tighter around your head, or she begins thrusting your face, and if her moans are intensifying, don't stop. You're doing everything right, and she's all about it. Go until she's finished and until your face is covered in her juices. Your mouth and tongue will probably be exhausted from your performance, but deep down inside of you, you're going to know that it was well worth it. Not only did you make your partner feel earth-shattering pleasure, you also did yourself a favor of getting off while seeing your partner get off. It's kind of like a win-win. Now, for my oral performers, do not be discouraged if she does not reach orgasm right away. Most women, not all, but a good amount of women, need at least like 20 minutes of stimulation before they reach orgasm. Enjoy the moment. Take your time and enjoy your time between her legs. Slowing down is totally sexy. And of course, over time, you will learn what she likes and what she dislikes by trying out different techniques as well as different positions. Regardless, enjoy the learning process and communicate between the two of you what it is you like and what it is you want to try. I think oral sex can be an extremely sexy bedroom act. There's just something about putting your partner's genitalia in your mouth or putting your mouth on your partner's genitalia that's extremely satisfying and extremely intriguing to us. I'm not sure if I should think that that's kind of weird or if I should embrace it and welcome it with open arms. And as for any sexual performance, communicate, relax, loosen up, and obviously you want to be creative. All in all, find yourself really connecting with your partner and being present in the moment. Yeah. And as we all know, and I'll say especially myself, sex is all about having fun, whether with a partner or if you're on your own. Whatever the case, make the most of the entire situation and don't cut any corners. With that being said, I hope you did enjoy watching today's video. I love putting out sexy content like this for you guys. If you have...
Do the shortcut. When you get paid, stick your wallet in her mouth. She'll come. Done. You're the best lover in the world.
She sounded like she was doing something with her mouth while she was talking.
Well, no, she was actually talking. She was just getting her saliva going and her juices going. And I don't know, 20 minutes. I mean, that's a long time, Hotep. 20 minutes of my time, really? I mean, 20 minutes.
Come on. They got to try and do this in 2 minutes. Come on, ladies.
I agree with you. You're right.
2 minutes. Come on.
2 minute tops. 2 minute tops. If she doesn't have that orgasm, guess what? I don't know what's going to happen.
You blow.
Right. Because I think all she needs to do is spin her over and spank her on her ass, and that's call it a day. 20. Who has time for this?
Hey,
come
it'll
on.
Help if you put up my picture, though. In the background.
Right over the bed.
Image.
Yeah. Hotel. That's your motivation. You're like the motivation, pussy liquor. Come on, man. And a one and a two. Come on. Come on. You can do it. Come on. We can't say no. No, it's not. No. 20
fight the
minutes.
Power.
Fight the power of B. 20 minutes. You know, no way in hell. I'm not going down there for 20 minutes and everything. No.
I think it's the feminists that changed the numbers, bro. Back in the day, 100 years ago, it was probably 2 minutes. Feminists came along with 20 minutes. Us guys are in trouble.
Exactly. No, you're right. I mean, probably less than 2 minutes because you pull the panties out, you take one lick to the Tootsie Roll Pop, and that's it. A couple of minutes, 2 minutes, you're done. And then it's time for her to do you. But no.
But
so there you go,
man.
You know, I think there should be a time limit on lovemaking. I mean, I'm hearing these people, the longer you go. See, I don't think the longer you go is really a good thing. When I hear guys go, hey, man, I was down there, I could do it for 35 minutes. Then you're not doing it right. The longer you take, you're not doing it right. I mean, I'm a good 15 minutes, and I'm one and done, and that's it. And they're so happy. you want to leave them for more. You know what I mean? Sometimes I do it on purpose. Before they even come, I leave. I go. All right, you're going to call me later. Yeah. You always leave them for more, wanting more. No. So what did we learn today? We learned that you have to ask your woman the name of her dildo. And if it is Dante, Rufus, Willie, Leroy, and you're white, you may have a problem. You may have a problem.
I agree.
Or if you're black and then you do the same thing, you ask the sister what's the name of her dildo, and she says it's Biffy or Buff or Jeff or Duke or Doug, you may have a big problem. So get to know your woman by the toy she uses. Thank you for the PDA. Now, Mr. Hotep came in to uplift the show, and I put it right back down to the level it should be.
You mean the PSA?
Yeah, the PSA.
You said the PDA.
There are many. Yes, right. And remember, if you don't have a job, and we're talking blowjob, just wait for your stimulus package. We'll see you through.
Yeah.
Oh, Ted, man, I wish your family safe and Godspeed.
Thank you.
It's been too long. Have you been listening to the show when you're gone, or sometime you're bored and you want to see if
no,
I'm
I haven't been on because I've been, you know, finalizing some stuff for these ventures I'm doing, and plus with my autistic son doing some more holistic healing with him.
Well, God bless you. And that's another thing.
By the way,
thing
people should
to...
check out mushrooms for mushroom tinctures for holistic. For autistic children, it's been helping
really?
My son a lot. Yeah,
oh.
big improvements in his mental faculty.
They were pushing the CBD oil for a while. I mean,
yeah.
What do you think?
Good.
It was supposed to be. It does help? Okay.
Yeah. And even hemp oil helps.
Oh, really? I read a story about that. It was a beautiful story about this woman who has an autistic child, and nothing seemed to help her. And this is when they were going to legalize marijuana, so this guy had a farm. And he was throwing away some of the stuff from the leaves. I don't have a story in front of me, but it was part of the marijuana leaf, and he was just throwing it away. And then the mother says, is there oil on that? And he goes, yeah. So it was just shit they were just throwing away. So she says, Can I test this out? So he says, sure, we're just throwing the shit away. And he squeezed out the plant and something. He gave it to, she gave it to her daughter. She goes, it was a miracle how she responded to it. And I wish I could bring up that story. And she says, it was just a miracle. So the natural way, God has his own remedies, you know?
Yeah, nature is awesome.
But you have to think about it. I didn't think about it because... Would you give your daughter if they started making these shots and everything? Would you give your daughter? They haven't tested it out on children that may have autism. What do you think? You're taking a big risk if she got a vaccination. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, my son is the autistic one, and we're not really into the vaccinations, especially this new experimental one. We tend to be a lot more holistic in our approach because. We just don't find for-profit hospitals and medical institutions to be ones that you can trust. If you put profit before people and you're in medicine, that's not a good sign. So we try to stay out of their realm. Yeah.
I don't. The risk is way too greater. You know, I understand that. And you're blessed to have children, man. I don't have them. You're so blessed to have children. Well, Hotep, I hope you come and visit again. I miss your voice and I miss your reasoning. And there's nobody in the studio to really get you pissed off.
My friend. Does he still call?
Oh, yeah. He calls. He calls all the time. Okay. And just today he didn't happen to do it.
Good.
And I'm glad that didn't happen because this is the first time you and I got to really actually talk, you know?
Yeah. And I didn't get to tell you how Kirk Franklin's mistreatment of his son was disappointing and a bad example for our community, but maybe another doctor.
Yeah, I do want to, you know, we have a storm coming, and I'm going to really need your voice, and it's already approaching the George Floyd jury. The storm is coming. It's coming. And I don't know if we're going to get through this one. You know what I mean? I don't know. But it's going to be George Floyd... 2, the sequel, and I don't really mean it funny that way, we barely survived the original. The sequel, where they think they may let this motherfucker go, I don't know. So I'm going to need your voice on that one. Well, my Hotep, my friend, my brother, do you have anything you want to promote? Because we're still live on Stitcher and TuneIn. If there's something you want to promote, please do it.
Well, just promote your show, because I think that's, it's entertaining, but it also gives the listeners the opportunity to hear different perspectives on subjects beyond, you know, what they might typically hear. So I hope you continue doing your great work. Yeah, and keep
Thank
your
you,
smooth voice going. And, you know, if you take the shot and do unfortunately pass on, don't forget me in the will. I'll just take
you're
the
in the
shot.
Will. You will be the first one to be notified. You will be. And you inherit all the treasures. you will turn this show into something meaningfully, and I really think you will. I have great confidence in you. Thank you, my friend. Be safe. All right. Hopefully I'll see you soon. Hotep, everybody, my friend, and he speaks a lot of words of wisdom. See you guys tomorrow. This has been Brian the Hammer Jackson, and you have been listening to Hammer 96.7, Lucky Bastards. I will see you guys tomorrow. Take care, my friend Hotep. Be safe, my brother. I'll see you.
Oh, what a night.
Good night, everybody.